Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The excitement is palpable on the streets of Washington, D.C. this morning as the nation's capital celebrates the beginning of President Barack Obama's second term in the White House. The California Report's Scott Schaefer is bundled up to handle the East Coast chill, and he joins us to share some of the energy of the scene. Scott, has the musical entertainment started yet?
Well, I have to tell you, Rachel, I'm a few blocks from the Capitol, so if it has, I can't hear it, although I will make my way over there soon. People are very excited to hear Beyonce and James Taylor, among others, but I can't hear that from where I am right now.
That's fine. Your mandate is really to talk to the Californians in the crowd there in Washington, D.C. Tell me about some of the people you've met.
There are a lot of Californians, as you might imagine. We are about 15% of the population, and we're well represented. I've seen a number of people, including a man who just walked by with 49er gear on. He was wearing a San Francisco 49ers hat. I also spoke to a woman who just happened to have gone to high school with Barack Obama, a woman from Oakland by the name of Robin Helbling.
I went to high school with him.
You went to high school with him?
Yes, I did.
In Hawaii,
yeah.
Yeah, what was he like?
He was a cool guy.
She hadn't come to the first inauguration, but made sure that she was here this time. I've been talking with people also about what they want to hear the president say today in his inaugural address. And one woman I spoke with, Nadia Razi from Mission Viejo, works for the Environmental Protection Agency. And, of course, she wants to hear him talk about the environment.
We're coming from the environmental field, so we would really like him to say something about climate change and, you know, acknowledging that more. That hasn't necessarily been a priority thus far. And haven't heard lots of news that it will be, but hopefully he will say something about energy, climate change.
Is it, you feel disappointed that it hasn't been more of a priority?
Absolutely, yes. It's not just a U.S. priority, it should be a world, global priority.
Scott, over the last week, you've been making the rounds in Congress, talking to members who are long in the tooth and some who've just arrived. What have they been telling you?
Well, the freshmen in particular have a sense of optimism that they're going to break through during this Congress. All of them come to the Capitol, of course, hoping to work across the aisle with Republicans or Democrats, depending on their party. It's a pretty impressive delegation, I have to say, among the freshmen. There's 14 new first-time newbie members of Congress. Two of them are physicians, Ami Vera from the Sacramento area, and Dr. Raul Ruiz, who defeated Republican incumbent Mary Bono Mack. And all of them, whether they're Republican or Democrat, say that they were sent there to get things done. They listen to the voters, and I know I've talked to a lot of voters this year, and they're really tired of the gridlock. Whether or not that attitude of bipartisanship continues beyond the feel-good day of inauguration, we'll have to wait and see.
Scott, so many freshmen in the California delegation means that we have less seniority in the California delegation. How is that expected to play out over the next 4 years?
You're right, Rachel. Between retirements, redistricting, the top two primary where you had incumbents facing off against each other, California has lost a lot of seniority in the congressional delegation. 14 freshmen out of 53 members of Congress. So, in a place like Congress that runs on seniority, there's no question California's clout is going to be reduced. You know, that said, we also have a couple of powerful senators, especially Dianne Feinstein. So it's not like California won't be heard, but we won't be chairing as many committees as we did in the past Congresses.
Well, Scott, thank you for talking with us from Washington, D.C. today.
Thank you, Rachel.
We've got a lot more of Scott Schaefer's inauguration coverage online. Check it out at californiareport.org. Jury selection resumes this week in the corruption trial of half a dozen former officials from Bell in Southern California. More from the California Report's Los Angeles Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
One-time Mayor Oscar Hernandez and five former council members are accused of enriching themselves with exorbitant and illegal six-figure salaries and extorting cash from city agencies. Defendants claim the pay was justified. Bell is a charter city with no defined cap on salaries. Defense attorneys plan to use that argument to fend off allegations that officials knowingly conspire to fleece the largely Latino, low-income city. A recent state court ruling gives prosecutors in municipal fraud cases the added challenge of proving defendants knowingly broke the law. However the case shakes out, the city's new mayor, Ali Saleh, says the community is eager to rebuild its finances and its reputation.
Today, you know, My colleagues and I must continue to move this community forward and work hard to bring good programs to our city, develop stronger soccer programs for our kids, support parents patrolling in our public schools, and so on.
Attorneys will begin questioning a pool of over 100 potential jurors on Tuesday. Former city manager Robert Rizzo, who allegedly masterminded the fraud, will be tried in a separate trial. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
And now, here's another in our occasional series on people who volunteer in California called The Giving State. Today, we meet a biology major at UC Berkeley who coaches kids after school for the Oakland chapter of Coaching Corps.
Wide stance. Lunge to the right side.
My name's Jeffrey Lin. I coach tennis for third graders at Sankofa Academy in Oakland.
Thank you.
Coaching Corps is an organization founded by Walter Haas. When he was with the Oakland A's, he saw you only could get quality sports programs if you were in a wealthier neighborhood. And so Coaching Corps was created as a result of him wanting to have these low-income communities have the opportunities to have these programs.
Partner, is everyone partner up? All right, we're going to practice the drill that we did 2 weeks ago, where you hit against the wall and you alternate with your partner.
I came in, I had a lot of drills, a lot of techniques that I wanted to teach them, but I think at this age level, instilling a passion is a lot more important, and hopefully that is what I'm doing.
So, this is the surface that the tennis racket is going to hit. You want it straight. If you hit it this way, it's going to go down. If you hit it this way, it's going to go that way, all right?
I'm actually probably a soft coach. I give in to the kids all the time. It definitely lifts, I think, my spirits. And I get more energy as a result.
Who wants to demonstrate?
I do. Please, please, please.
Come on, hurry.
Get it up!
Next time, hit it up here, right? Let it bounce, come towards you.
Jeffrey Lin was interviewed by our former intern Dana Varinsky. You can listen to this profile again and hear other profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Monday, January 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.